This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat among the rebels. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad. The rebels reported Monday that a government airstrike Sunday on one eastern Aleppo neighborhood killed at least 17 civilians. The United Nations Monday issued an urgent appeal to Syria's warring parties to halt attacks endangering civilians in Aleppo and allowing a humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged parts of the city. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21-gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution back in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon left his Paris home Monday to begin the first day of his presidential campaign as the nominee of the Republican Party. Fillon won Sunday's primary election, beating longtime rival Alain Juppé by a landslide. Juppé called for unity and calm after an unusually harsh campaign in which he accused Fillon of pandering to the anti-immigrant, anti-Islam far right. The left will have its primary election in January. This is VOA News. Three cabinet ministers are calling on South African President Jacob Zuma to resign. Media reports say ministers of tourism, health, and public works made the call at a meeting of the ruling African National Congress. Mr. Zuma's time in office has been mired in numerous controversies and scandals. The Obama administration has expanded its authority to attack the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Citing senior U.S. officials, the New York Times reported Monday, the administration has declared the al-Qaeda-linked militant group to be an acceptable target in the war on terrorism. Congress authorized the military campaign following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. In Twitter post Sunday, Trump claimed he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if the tally had eliminated the ballots of millions of people who voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. Major news outlets say Trump's claims were baseless. Election experts say there is scant evidence of vote fraud in the election. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Columbus, Ohio, say at least 9 people were wounded on the campus of Ohio State University when an attacker drove a vehicle into a crowd of pedestrians and then began stabbing them. The suspect was shot and killed by police. U.S. media are reporting that the suspect has been identified as a young man of Somali descent. Hospital officials said 9 victims had non-life-threatening injuries. Ohio State University President Michael Drake said he would not speculate about the motive for the attack. China's state news agency says police have detained 9 people in connection with the collapse last week of a cooling tower that killed 74 people. Xinhua said the board chairman of the Hebei Yineng engineering firm was among those arrested. China said last week 13 people had been detained. A senior member of Liberia's largest opposition political party would neither confirm nor deny that party leader George Weah has held talks with former Liberian President Charles Taylor. Former UN investigator Alan White alleged that Weah met with the jailed former president in Britain. White also alleged that Taylor may be trying to interfere with the 2017 presidential election in Liberia, perhaps by having his former wife run. Taylor is serving a 50-year prison sentence in Britain after having been found guilty by the UN-backed special court for Sierra Leone for his role in the civil war there. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.